I would teach in the Gurukul in Hawaii. Would that please you?
What is favorable for your bhajan? What became here? Nothing?
Nothing.
You don't want, perhaps. Better be like Indian. Whole life you should maintain. You can have married.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Will you read to us Prema Vibhart?
Will you read Prema
I wanted, but I had no time. But if I will have today and tomorrow,
today the sun jatta Jagannath Dev,
no harm. What will be here? What you will do?
The so many Jagannath Dev can do sun jatta.
Today I can. Son of Rupa Goswami. Today also drama play.
Today, tomorrow, every day drama play. Aaj drama play bada hua
hai. Thank you, sir.
Aaj kaise prem sampur drama?
Aaj.
Aur bada hua hai.
Kitna dur?
I question. Sri Krishna can see with any part of his body, hear with any part of his body, all senses with any part of his body. Is this also true of Radha and the gopis, or only for Krishna?
What?
Krishna can see and hear with all his senses.
Ananga.
Bolche kono indre dara kono indre kaj korte paren Krishna gopi egoni korpam ki kebol Krishna.
Gopis also.
Because they have power, Krishna can do anything by their help.
Na bolche gopigono ki
that is shakti, power, so they may also do.
And also
all like Ramchandra, all they can do because they all are chin mesha chidananda.
Okay. And also a related question, Krishna and his name is non-different. As Radha and the gopis name.
Yeah, all. Narad, even Narad.
Thanks.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you see the story of how the devotee entered into the spiritual world and Krishna embraced him as a cowherd boy and said, you know, why have you stayed away for so long? Is it that just some of the associates, like the sadhana, bhaktas, can actually remember that they were in the material world? Are just some of them mukta, some of them realize that Krishna's associates like Gopi, do they know?
He's saying that when the sadhana siddha comes to Krishna, is it only the sadhana siddha that remembers this world?
He gave example like Gop Kumar went in Golok Vrindavan, then Krishna embraced, oh, why are you so far for a long time? The same way when sadhana siddha went there, they can remember this world also.
If they were before in this world and they did sadhana and then they went there, they will remember. But those who have not come any time here, always there, how can they remember? Only the associates who have come to this world, they will remember.
Srila Gurudev, Yesterday you mentioned that Prabhupada's disciples were cheated. Was that some of them?
Some of them.
Not everyone.
Those who are saying that.
But mostly those who left sannyas, even brahmacharis, those who married, they could not maintain nishtha, they never came in the ruchi, they fall. If ruchi will come, then never to fall. Only if he is doing Vaishnavara. But very rare for them to do
that. Gurudev, you told that because they think that Ekalabhya is great, great devotee, that is their cheating. They have been
nishtha.
They have misunderstood the message of the spiritual master.
Swamiji cannot tell like this. No. Never and never and never. Anyone Rupanuga Vaishnava or anyone in our Mahaprabhu line, they cannot tell. Those who are ignorant, they know nothing.
And they have nishthanli kalabha.
Srila Gurudev, also they use Gopakumar to establish that Jiva can fall from Golok. But the way Bhakti Rashakshidai Maharaj and Bhakti Pramodpuri Maharaj, the way they tell the story is that when Gopakumar reached Golok, then Cowherd Boy are asking, who is he? Because they never seen before. Who is he? Why Krishna embracing him like this? So they have not seen before. So this proves that Gopakumar was never in Golok Vrindavan.
They are foolish. That is why they are telling.
The jib drop from Golok.
Also, Gurudev, last night, Gamadhar Maharaj is saying those that make Maha Aparad, their bhakti is still there, but it's covered over. But I heard in one of your classes that when somebody makes Aparad to your lotus feet or to others, that actually Krishna will have to make a separate hell for them and their bhakti will
come. I have told.
বলছি কাল দামোদর মহারাজ বললো যে অপরাধ করলেও ভক্তি নষ্ট হবে না, ঢাকা হয়ে যাবে। কিন্তু বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ ক্ষেত্রে বলা হয়েছে
উপাড়ে বা
ছিন্ডে তার উপাড়ে মানে আপরুটেড অর কমপ্লিটলি
দামোদর
মেবি দামবন্ধন
স্টার্টিং ফর
হিস ইফ আপরুটেড নো রুট নাও
দেন হাউ ইট ক্যান
গ্রো अगेन উপাড়ে বা ছিন্ডে তার শুকি যায় পাতা
এবং leaves will be dried up completely
and totally gone. So I have told it is all right. I was thinking at that time what he is telling, but I could not understand fully.
He is going very fast.
Yes, very, very fast.
Very funny.
Come in the front.
You said when the gopis and Radha, their name is the same. So also when I say Srila Prabhupada or Srila Gurudev, also the same.
See ya. Yes.
I
cannot say.
But Guru mantra is not different from Guru.
I have a question.
Oh.
In previous yugas, great bhaktas such as Prahlad Maharaj, who never knew of Krishna in Braj, how do they or can they receive Krishna prem?
How can they receive Krishna prem? Prahlad, because he never knows for Krishna.
Ever I told that anyone will by following him, anyone will.
No, he is telling that Prahlad Maharaj he never knows about Krishna. Can he able to get Krishna prem or not?
No.
He heard in the womb of his mom.
Narada Muni. Narada Muni says Matirna Krishna. He is telling Matirna Krishna.
He is telling. Matirna
Krishna. No, Krishna. Heard from Narada Rishi.
Prahlad Maharaj is telling.
But
he has heard.
But his constitutional, form is to missing a devotee.
Someone can think that he was upasaka of Nrisimhadeva. But we should deeply think that he was upasaka of Krishna. But Krishna came to save him in Nrisimhadeva. Understand?
Yes,
yes.
In his upadesh, he never told about Nrisimhadeva. Motiv na Krishna parato satova.
Like we are. If any problem will come, then though we are upasaka of Krishna and Radhika, but when he wants to save us, he may come in Nrisimhadeva. No harm.
May I ask you this question in Houston? You explained that he knew about Vrajendranandana Krishna.
Yes, Narada has told everything.
Was Vishnu.
Because the promise of Brahma must come true.
Yeah.
So Krishna must appear in half man, half.
Yes.
Satta vidhatum niyabhritta bhasitam stambhi sabayam namrigam namanusam.
Excuse me.
For a special reason, he can.
What about other rishis and mystics in the other yugas who never knew of Krishna?
So they will have no
Krishna
prem,
Narayan prem, Vaikuntha
prem. The rishis of...
They will do tapasya, they will do yajna, fire sacrifice, they will go to heaven. But rishis like Narad, they can.
Dandakarana rishi. Chalo. Govinda, Govinda, bolo, dhiri dhiri chalo.
Why you are not
speaking?
I came just a few minutes late. I was there all the time.
Oh, thank you. So come before.
Jewish teaching devotees bhakti practice, and you were mentioning that astrology is one of the dangers you should protect yourself against before surrendering to you as a professional astrologer. And I'm wondering if astrology is only a material science, and how it can be used to assist the conditioned jiva and be of service to yourself.
Prabhu was telling yesterday, you mentioned that astrology, it is not favorable for developing pure bhakti.
If yoga is not, gyan is not favorable, karma is not, astrology is karma. So, all I see, astrologers, very, very poor. Very well. They beg on the street in India, I have seen, to cheat persons. Oh, high class of astrologer like Gargacharya and others.
Nilambar Chakravarti.
Oh, then you past, future and present, that is okay. But they were not professional. But nowadays professional, cheating others, they don't know so high class of Ganit or
mathematics.
Mathematics are of that they can count.
So if it is pure, if it is from the heart, if it is realizing outside spiritual time, then how could it be of service to the conditioned jiva?
What?
Prabhu is astrologer, and he is telling that how can we use this
astrology
quality in the service of Krishna?
You can think how.
He can help our calendar.
Yes.
Calendar, everything.
He's, Gurudev, he's saying if it's from the heart.
He can do like that.
You know how to calculate when you leave breakfast here, paran here, and other country?
Yes, I can. I'm
you are an astrologer. Can yes. you tell how many years more I will be in this world? Can you tell? How many years you will be in this world, you know or not?
I'm an astrologer, not a psychic. I would need to look at your chart.
What?
He said he's an astrologer, not a psychic.
But you have looked at your own chart. You know how many more years you will be in this world?
I don't look at things like this, no.
ওগুলো সব করে না ও ও পঞ্জিকা করতে পারে বললো
পঞ্জিকা ইজ ওকে
ইউ নো পদাব যে প্রভু
we using with budhara
first to budhara was doing something not yeah. good but now he is
okay. your name please
using Kamsa.
Kamdas
okay today in class I can
introduce
you to padav ji prabhu
thank you
mm-hmm. you should help
padav ji prabhu he can help you he knows how to calculate everything okay he padav ji we can
you should know
work and together
okay Srila Gurudev two disciples of my Srila Prabhupada they said oh can we do our chart and Srila Prabhupada he said no for my disciples they have nothing to do with astrology as soon as
you... oh same thing like me
yes. I'm always because arguing with Bhagavat Maharaj and Budhara I say this is what Prabhupada say but they say but I said no Srila Gurudev
but
Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj used to say, if you clap your hands in front of Thakurji, all your lines will be changed.
Yes.
But we teach in the college, we teach Vedic astrology because there's much interest amongst the Westerners, but that's a leading position to come toward interest in bhakti.
Srila Gurudev, in this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, our Srila Prabhupada writes how in the Satya Loka planetary system, there are many Paramahansas of the highest order, and Lord Jesus Christ was one such personality. Is there any relationship between our Lord Jesus Christ and Haridas Thakur?
What is the
personality of Haridas
Thakur? He's saying that in the fifth canto, they're saying there's
or Lord Brahma.
Lord Brahma is saying that Jesus.
No, there is many.
There's no Jesus.
In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that in the Satya Loka planetary system, there are many Paramahansas of the highest order, and Lord Jesus Christ was one such personality, and from time to time they descend as avatars to deliver the fallen souls. Is there a relationship between Lord Brahma, Jesus Christ, and Haridas Thakur? Is there any
relationship? Swami Maharaj, Yagya Parporta Bolechen. যে সত্য লোকে অনেক রিজাল্টেড পরমহংসগণ আছেন তার মধ্যে জেসাস ক্রাইস্ট এরকম একজন জেসাস বলে যখন কোনো দরকার হয় তারাকে অবতার নিয়ে জগতকে উদ্ধার করেন
হরিদাস ঠাকুর
যেমন হরিদাস ঠাকুর
what he has written okay we should not criticize what he has written we will have to
reconcile
why he has told to please Christians or anything.
Srila Gurudev, is it possible for a jiva in a Western body to achieve bhava?
Yes.
Are there any examples? Are there any examples?
Up till now, I have heard or statement written, but it may be.
Maybe. So
everywhere in the world. If he has so high class of devotee association and he is practicing like so, he may achieve. But very rare.
So we can look forward to an Indian birth. By your mercy.
Chalo.
India very easy. In India, because in India, keep the bhumi.
Land of perfection.
Land of perfection.
Karma bhumi.
These are karma bhumi like swarg, heaven. No? You see that why we be in Vrindavan? Why we live in Vrindavan?
Because of the atmosphere.
Because Vrindavan, now deep dham, they are Siddha Bhumi. They have so much wonderful power. They can change everything. They are like Krishna dham. So very easy for them.
Can I beg from you, Harinam?
Don't push. Harinam nite chai.
Oh, you come there.
Hmm?
At about 9.
Don't push.
Yes.
I've heard described by our Prabhupada, and also you've given some example that by the process of alchemy, some chemical process, you can take.
Alchemy.
A chemical process. You can take gun metal, some type of metal, you can make it gold. And our Prabhupada gave an example, like what is the difference when one achieves perfection from sadhana, and then he becomes like a siddha bhakta, that he becomes like gold. So there's no difference between.
They become parikar and serve Krishna like them.
Right. So you were saying, like, there's a difference when you go, that the Shuddha Bhakta and the Vishuddha Bhakta, that there is some difference, even though you've achieved perfection.
Shuddha Sattva and Vishesh. There is a difference.
So what
the jeev cannot be like Krishna. Can?
No.
Then why you are telling? Oh, Radhika is not Jeeva Tattva, not Sadhan Siddha, Subal Siddham, not sadhana siddha, they are nitya parikar of Krishna. So they are visuddha sattva. But jivas who have, by sadhana bhakti, they have reached, they are unsurfing, they may be called parikar, but not more than that.
In this viewpoint, he told that like both gold, one chemical process gold and another a mine gold, both are gold.
Yes.
In the same way, they are also parikar. After doing bhajan, we will be liberated and go there, they will be parikar. In viewpoint is parikar, parikar.
But God, they will not be visuddha sattva. Krishna, like Radhika, Mother Yashoda.
Those are the eternal associates.
Yes. They are not eternal. They are by sadhana siddha they are. Even by Baldev Prabhu in Vrindavan, by Sankarsan in Vaikunth, they are not Visuddha Sattva, they are Jiva Tattva.
This community is called New Braj. Would you like to see it developed as along the lines of Braj in India?
বলছে নিউ ব্রাজ নাম দিয়েছেন তো তো এখানে যেমন বৃন্দাবনে অনেক বন আছে এরকম কি ধীরে ধীরে এরকম আপনার ইচ্ছা আছে কি develop
I have nothing, no desire at all. But I like.
Giriraj is here, so Manasi.
And they are making like Braja, Govardhan, River Yamuna, mountains like.
Kirtan.
A bhakt think like that. But really, Vrindavan is Vrindavan.
you've always said, make it beautiful like Vrindavan.
Yes.
Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj. Chiranjeev.
What?
Chiranjeev Rajaputra.
In my life, I've always had problems because when I try to enjoy or do any endeavor, I overindulge. Too much doing. Is there any fear of overindulging in chanting Nam?
Can he overindulge in chanting Hare Krishna?
Indulge means? No,
too much. Is there too much chanting? He's saying in his regular life, he's doing things, and sometimes he's doing too much. He's wanting to know, in chanting Hare Nam, is it possible to do too much?
Over endeavoring.
Too much chanting.
Yes. আমি বললাম
বলছে
লাইক অ্যান এক্সাম্পল
কি কি আচ্ছা জিস প্রকার সে
मैं जीवन में कोई भी कार्य करता हूँ मटेरियल, तो उसमें मैं अति में चला जाता हूँ, बहुत ज्यादा अति करता हूँ। इस प्रकार से क्या मैं हरिनाम करते हुए क्या मैं अति करूंगा, और मतलब एक नेगेटिव वे में, मतलब
नॉट ओनली अति, मोर देन
सुपारोति, सुपर एंडल जी,
सुपरेस्ट एंड मोर सुपरेस्ट यू कैन डू इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड दैट वर्ल्ड कैनॉट बी
कंपेयर। Chiranjeev Prabhu, very clever. By this, he got blessing from Gurudev.
Yes, yes, yes.
Totally be observed in that.
Yes.
Do more than anything.
My family wants to give you.
This I want.
You cannot do too much. You cannot give too much.
I think it's a foolish question, Gurudev.
Not much of
foolish. He's given his son most precious.
If you think foolish, Bara, you'll not call police. Don't worry. Very clever.
Thank you. Very clever.
Yeah.
Can we attain eventually, is it possible that eventually when we go into, when we leave this body and we go back to Godhead, I know we couldn't become like the highest Sakhi or intimate, like that's already there, but could we join in the Leela in such a way that like in some future time, in some future story, are the eternal Leelas always going on? Like when we join, like, will someday somebody read a book by another sadhu that talks about this gopi, and that gopi may be one of us, you know? Can we join in that way? You understand what I mean?
He's saying that when we go, when any jeev by sadhan siddhi, he attains that eternal position there in Krishna's lila. So he's asking that at some point, will that same jeev come here into this world with Krishna in his leelas here, in Bom Leela, and he will do some pastime, and he will be in some book, it will be written about that jiva, that how he has done pastime, how he has done...
If he writes book, then it will be there.
That his name should be.
Yeah.
Not my name, just to be in that Leela.
Who will write?
He will write himself.
Iskand devotees can write books.
Jaya
like that.
Jaya
Gopi.
That is a good answer.
Good answer.
Yeah, that is correct. That is enough answer for his question. Because his question is that will that jeev again come here?
He can come with Krishna.
Mahaprabhu.
Or Krishna can send him anyway. But after that he told that
writing. Will he be written about?
So what is the name of writing? I don't understand.
The Pratisthas. Yes.
And who will write? Mm-hmm. Why he will write? Mm-hmm. I'm not seen up till now.
Even in Krishna, when Krishna incarnate in this world, Srila Vishnu Thakur mentioned that about 1 billion, 3 billion gopis was there in Ras dance. Yeah. Everybody's name is there. Then how your name will be there? I'm Hatari Chilin.
Srila Gurudev, who is the Ishtadev? Who is the Ishtadev of Prahlad Maharaj?
We discussed just now.
Krishna. But I asked some said Paramatma, some said Krishna.
Narayan.
Some said Brahma. Some believe that what they are telling, not my.
No,
I am told Krishna, because Krishna...
Matirna Krishna. He never mentioned about Nisimadev's name. Krishna's name. Chalo.
Then why didn't Prahlad get Braj Bhakti if he was away? This is not...
All will have Braj Bhakti, it is no meaning. Only where.
You can read...
Those who will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be there. Otherwise, no.
You can read Raghavatma Chandrika doing bhajan of Krishna, who will go higher? This is completely clear there.
even though he heard from Chidan Narad.
Narad
Muni.
Oh, I think that Narad also may have heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without
connection.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, very hard to have position of Manjari school.
Oh, what you are telling?
What he told?
I couldn't hear.
What? Tell him.
About which?
Was that he questioned?
He was there.
About writing.
Who will be perfect?
What about writing?
When Gopi will be there and come in this world, then his name will be written in this book or not any book. He was there.
I don't think it's not our main problem in our life.
To come in any book, it is not really.
Yeah.
Someone has said that Savita Didi has said that all the Guru Varga in our line were all sadhana siddhas.
She is Pramanik.
She is authentic.
I am simply asking. And how do you know she actually said it?
Better believe in who was transcendental.
Who is authentic?
Authentic. Like any books of Rupa Goswami, Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam, then it is okay.
It seems that all have avoided discussing this point. Perhaps there's a good reason. It seems that all the acharyas, they have avoided to discuss this point for some reason. Like Rupa Goswami and Vishwacharya Thakur, they did not describe about their parampara, whether they are nitya siddha or sadhan siddha. Yes. So we should also avoid as well.
Last night, you said that the disciple should pray to Guru to remove all the unwanted weeds from the heart if he's not strong enough to take them out himself. So, how do we actually do that to obtain the strong faith, Guru Nistra?
He's saying that last night, when we discussed Rup Siksha, how Bhakti Lata Beej, how you have to water, and then you also have to be good gardener to take out the weeds. So he says that last night, you also said that the process by which we can take out those weeds, we have to pray to Guru. So his question is, how can we make that process effective?
Well, we were all discussing in our classes. What is favorable for bhakti?
Yeah.
Or certainly you should give up forever. And those who are favorable, you must adopt. And follow Rupa Goswami Upadeshamritam and Manasik. This is the process. Gurudev. Or Goswamis have told like this.
Yesterday in your class, you spoke about not harming any animals. I've noticed a lot of the Prabhus here are very good about not having leather shoes. And in the Western world, we say that the most powerful voice or vote is with the green, with the dollar. And what is also to say, by our example that we set in the community, others see that. Is there some instruction that you can give specifically to us about, especially the Prabhus here, which are very good about this, to share with the rest of the community about not buying and purchasing leather, which is cows, and even supporting any industry, like sugar, which is used with cow bone charcoal, which is
white sugar.
He's saying that here in the West, you know, there's this industry to use cow leather for shoes and to use the body of the cow in many, many products, like even in sugar, there's some bones mixed in. And he's saying that, is there an instruction of how devotees should, how they should live their life? Should they avoid using these leather shoes? Should they avoid taking the sugar, white sugar, and anything that has the cow in it?
Yes.
So that the general public can see that we...
We must, the devotees should avoid all these things. Mm-hmm. They should not wear that pump shoes are
leather.
By leather, by calves, or any animal. Mm-hmm. Even we should not try to kill any insect like ants even.
They put milk and fish in the milk or buy them fish.
Yeah, in the milk which is sold here in America, they have law that they have to add some vitamin D, but that is coming from fish.
It's synthetic.
Well, it used to be. It used to be during the time of our Prabhupada.
If we know, we should reject. We should not use. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So organic.
Call the milk producer. He'll tell you.
Not always.
The deer is coming from.
We know that this milk is that mixed with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should avoid.
Gurudev, I'm your servant, and I beg for your forgiveness for any animals or bugs or anything or any offenses that have occurred like this to you first, and then to the animals, please.
He's saying that. Because I want to become your servant, and therefore, in my life, I have maybe consumed, I have eaten some of these things. So he's begging forgiveness for that.
By taking them continuously, all these things will go away.
Thank you.
A question? Gurudev. It will be English. So yesterday you said that you should not criticize anybody or even praise anybody. But in our mind, sometimes, you know...
I know that you criticize me.
Yeah, I do.
But this is a habit. Bad thing. We should not.
Yeah. So, in our but it starts from the mind, actually. Okay, my tongue, we can stop criticizing, but in our mind also, we sometimes criticize, and it basically starts from that. So
we should also try to take up from mind also.
Okay.
Don't criticize. Mm. Try to see his qualification.
Good quality.
Samman dive jani Krishna adhisthan.
Jive samman dive jani Krishna adhisthan.
Oh, Gurudev, one question came into my mind yesterday when you told this shlok, Paraswabhava,
Karmani, Karmani.
Yes. So here it is said, don't criticize and also don't praise. And you told that by criticizing, oh, you will build a bridge and their bad qualities can come into you. But then the question came into my mind, but if we praise someone
and we
build a bridge and their good qualities come into us, what is the problem?
Yeah. Oh. This is for karmi.
For karmi.
Yeah.
Yes.
But devotee is a master.
Bishai. Bishai is good or bad.
Both are bad.
But for bhakts, not. We should qualify.
We should glorify. Praise, glorify them.
Glorify always.
Even Srila Ramanujacharya told his advices, when you woke up from bed, you have to glorify your Guru and Guru Parampara every day. Their qualities.
So therefore,
and
if then...
One thing more, if a Guru or high-class Vaishnava to give some instruction to disciples or general person, if he tells that, oh, you should not be like that, otherwise, you will be ruined. Don't follow them. And he is not good man. Or this is not good size.
So the question comes then also that we see so many devotees have misbehaved. They have deviated from the proper path of bhakti. Even like we know that in ISKCON they have committed so many Vaishnava parad. But can we, is it considered to criticism if we discuss that they have done wrong? This is wrong what they have done?
Only to save us.
Yes.
In a special case we can do. Mm-hmm. But don't criticize them always.
Can he drop out of school and then help me in Alachua with my statement?
No. He'll do everything.
He will not do anything.
Chila Gurudev.
Wait. Thank you.
All the things. Just a picture. Just a picture.
You take a pen?
Just a picture. They're all watching. Darshan.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Hare Hare!
Don't lock. So many devotees are here. Oh. There was a sadhu. Sadhu, you know? Sage. Uh-huh. And there was a prostitute. They used to live
opposite.
Very nearby.
Opposite end of the village.
Mm-hmm. That sadhu man, he always took his prostitute, very bad nonsense, and she's selling her body and what doing nonsense.
Her destination always will be very bad.
Huh? Her destination will be very
will
bad.
Be very, very
next birth she'll go to hell without any hell.
She will go. And the prostitutes used to tell, oh,
Pie on me.
How he's.
That sadhu is so nice.
And all come to him. His life is successful. Pie on me. Always.
I cannot go to him to listen Harikatha.
Like this. So one day, Jamdut came to that sadhu.
Earthquake, all village demolished, then Jamdut came.
Came. And they began to take him.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm not that person. Oh, that prostitute.
You did mistake.
No. We are right. You always criticized. Never thought anything good. And the possibility. And
Vishnu Dut
went to prostitute. She told, oh, I'm not that person.
Go to
that sadhu. No, we are knowingly, we are coming. You have always thought about
sadhu.
So, we are knowingly coming. So, you should know this history also. We should not criticize without any reason to anyone. If he's doing nonsense, even.
The devotees are feeling so strong in your association here when you travel places, and then they are wondering how can they remain strong when you go away. What instructions can you give so that we keep our strength even when we're not in good sadhu sangha?
They should keep the instructions of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Shivan Mahaprabhu, Krishna, what he told to Uddhav, always they should follow.
Also, you explain that you are always in our hearts, but we turn away from you. You are always with us. Guru is always there. How can we keep that?
Bolche Guru sabsam hidaye thake, kintu amra guru theke bimukh hoye gechi. Kibhabe guru ke sabsam hidaye rakhbo?
How you can? If you are bimukh,
reverse.
Very hopeless condition.
Srila Gurudev? Srila Prabhupada has written in his books that our world leaders are Rakshasa demons that exploit the citizens
in this world. How should we, other than chanting the holy names, deal with this problem?
What?
Prabhu is telling that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has written that all the politicians, they are like Rakshasas in Kali Yuga, taking the money, exploiting the citizens, not doing anything good for them.
Why you think like that? Why Shri not
Swami
think
Maharaj?
What he has given good instructions, always chant and remember Krishna. Why you are doing so silly things?
Well,
why your mind goes there? Why not to Krishna remember all
He told
Krishna?
Chant you always should, be happy.
You should remember Prahlad Maharaj. You should learn always Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Why you are seeing these bogus things?
Well,
don't think and don't tell me.
It's for my ignorance.
Don't like the sun. Or come here, then you don't have to block the sun.
It's for my ignorance or for my false ego, and I commit any offense to you or your disciples or any Vaishnava or living entity, please, I request to you for him.
Any good question?
I had one question in the beginning, Gurudev. May I?
Yes.
In Prem Sarovar, when we are hearing
Prem Sarovar.
Prem Sarovar. My question is, Srimati Radhika, the bumblebee is coming around her, maybe her feet or her face, and then Maru Mangal, he sees this. Does he see this from a distance, or is he there watching Radha and Krishna together? She is with Krishna. He is close or he is far? He sees her running, and then he comes, he hears her, and then he comes from another place, or he's seeing from the very beginning.
Bolchi
jekhon Prem Sarovare Radhika kache bhomar bar bar aschilo to Madhu Mangal ekdom samnei chilo ki Radha Krishna ki onek dure chilo dekhe chute ese tariyeche.
How many meters?
Perhaps it will be better that you should go and check and then tell me.
I can go.
চলুন স্যার সুযোগটা খাইয়ে দিচ্ছে
Yes.
They want to become monist, impersonalist. And then we've heard different things from Srila Prabhupada. We have heard that by approaching the Brahma, becoming one with the oneness with Brahman, many, because of lack of activity, they wind up coming back coming back to this planet, or back to the material world from there. And then we've also heard that Nitya Bandhu does not mean eternal, eventually. So what is really the quantity, the persons, do most go back to Godhead, or do most merge into the, and lose their existence?
But not what he's telling.
Oh, I could not fully comprehend, but Prabhu is telling that
discussing with Gopa Vrindapal.
So many are practicing, right?
More louder.
Many jivas are practicing some type of process, but mostly impersonal. They are not aware of the personal existence of God.
In Jiva Dharma it says most become impersonal.
What is written, okay.
But it is the Jiva's liberation from this Maya is only by the mercy of devotees.
Yes.
Only. Yes. So do the majority of Jivas go to lose their existence in the Brahma Jyoti, or do the majority eventually go back to Godhead?
It's actually not written anywhere. Those who practice, they will go. Otherwise.
And then the question is if they reach the Brahma, these impersonalists that reach the Brahma Jyoti, do they lose their existence or do some come back?
No, they will not come. They will forever be there.
Rudev, but
that is why it has been told Sarvashva Vilani, Mukti Sarvashva Vilani, as a
which?
Tiger.
Tigress.
Oh, swallow them. And forever.
Then maybe we're
only in the case
that any
that at the practicing of Gyan Yoga, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma na Sochati na Kangshati, Sama Sarvesh Bhutesu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. In this case, if any that kind of person associates with a high class of devotees, then he can be have parabhava, otherwise not.
Like Guru Dev.
Jodh Bhagavatam tam paath koren, takhon apni bolechilen, Sanatan Goswami likhechen, mukti dui prakar, saddha mukti ar kram mukti. Jini kram mukti marga hoye jaben, tan Brahma jodi par koren, tini dekhen odher dike kripa drishti, tahole tara okhan diye abar beriye ese bhajan kore.
Most are those who are Brahmavadis is different from Mayavadis.
Brahmavadi and Mayavadi are not same.
Yeah.
Understand?
What's the distinction?
What is the difference?
Mayavadis, they offend. They say God has no form, no quality, no nothing.
Yes.
And the Brahmavadis, they believe God is not a like. They don't deny the personal existence of God. When Krishna comes in this world, they don't criticize that he has taken the
like
form.
Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar,
Sukhdev Goswami,
Goswami, they are not Mayavadi, but Brahmavadi at first. And after that, they became pure bhakti.
When they were Brahmavadis, what is their goal then?
To meditate upon the impersonal aspect of
Brahma
God.
Brahma is there. Existence they admit, but
they are
but
not.
Oh, he's shapeless. He's shapeless.
He has no form.
So the Mayavadis are more offensive.
Oh, yes.
Mayavadi offensive. They are not offensive.
That's what I said, but I didn't know the terms.
So those who are not offensive, they can easily become. Yes. Okay. We're done with you.
Huh? By good fortune.
Sorry. I love so much.
They go in your garden, they take all the flowers. Oh, okay.
Gurudev, I have a question.
What question?
When we were in Houston, you explained to me the meaning of Gunamayi Deha, that it doesn't mean any body, it actually means their bhav, their mood.
For gopis.
Right, for gopis, correct. So why is it that when you translate into Hindi, you don't explain it like that? No
why
one,
I should explain?
Because no one can understand.
It has not been explained. Why should I do?
Jaha Bhagavat Pura Vaishnava
Sthan hai. Why you know? Should hear?
Okay,
don't explain, otherwise you'll do wrong.
Gurudev, one time in Vrindavan, you said that the Bhakti Lata beach growing in Raganuga Bhakti, that there this weeds coming out, that we have to be careful. But you said that one leaf was by the.
What telling?
She's telling that one time you told that when the creeper Bhakti Lata grows, then so many weeds come out. But you said one of the weeds or one of the things that come, a branch. It's like Bidi Bhakti, which we should also...
No. By cultivating Raganuga.
I have told, even if we want like Bhakti, Gopi-like, we should also
give
up the mood of Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya and all.
Aishwarya.
Even we should give up Lalita Sakhi and Visakha and other moods, we should only have the
mood of
the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami Rupa.
Hari Bolo!
You should follow always by the bhakti.
Mahaprabhu give that bhakti.
By that you will go. And if you are not following Vaidhi Bhakti, you should go to hell.
Without any power.
Wow, beautiful flowers.
Yes, all okay. Wow. Local. Have you
made
anything? No, I
haven't
made it. You haven't made it? I've made it. Make it
Vishnu dude? Oh, one is there. Yamaraj. Yes, 9 o'clock. Maharaj, Gopal Mantra, 9 o'clock?
No Gopal Mantra.
Prabhu, you're going, right? What time are you going?
Very soon, but I have to meet with Sajjan Maharaj to help with the presentation.
What is very soon then?
No,
what is very soon that you will leave?
We're leaving right after Easter Wednesday, so 11:30.
Okay. Yeah, give me one second. Okay. Too small? Huh?
No.
Something is inside?
Daily I feel. Sometimes.
Onno juto pore dekhben kalke?
That boy is leaving.
What? Anything to ask?
That boy
is
leaving. And he is asking. He's been initiated for 7 years. If he can receive Gopal Mantra.
How many rounds is chanting?
8 to 10 rounds.
Hari Bolo.
Garden is very dry. When should I water?
Huh?
Garden. When should be watered today?
Evening time.
Evening. Sheep, two towels, Shyamala put in washer.
No, I told no one to touch our towels. I'll pin by myself.
Brinda Devi told her to do. Because for stains, she told me, Brinda. It's in dryer, now we're bringing.
Yeah, thank you. Hari Bolo, Hari Bolo, Hari Bolo. Gracias.